Sri Vishnu Sahasranama, name 718, is Dharapada, the giver of pride. The previous name was Dharpaha, the destroyer of pride. Is the Supreme Lord whimsical? He gives pride, he destroys pride. Is he like a child who makes a sandcastle on the beach and then just kicks it? The giver of pride? But pride is very bad, is it not? What does this name mean? Sri Krishna Datta Bharadvaj gives the explanation. Darpo Harshaha Tam Satvikebhyo Dadati Atmanam Pradarsha Iti Darpadaha. Bhagavan, the Supreme Lord, makes the Satvik, which means in the terminology used by the Ramanuja Vaishnavas, are often used to mean the properly situated devotees. He makes his true devotees proud by revealing himself to them. Well, still, what is this pride? It doesn't sound so good if we compare it to ordinary pride. Sri Arnangar Acharya Swami's meaning, interpretation, is these revelation or understanding of what this means, is that the Supreme Lord gives full enjoyment of himself to the pure devotees and makes them feel proud of this experience, thus able to withstand the taunts of non-devotees. It's not exactly the pride of a materialist. We'll discuss this gradually. But it gives the devotees a sense of self-respect. They may be poverty-stricken, not very learned. They may be, in the eyes of materialistic people, foolish, singing and dancing in the streets, but they feel full confidence. Krishna is with me. That gives them what might appear to materialistic people to be a sense of foolish pride, that they don't care for the taunts of others. They don't care for being ridiculed. They're very confident in their own position. So pride is not necessarily bad. It can be stated, it's something like a knife. You can use it to injure someone or to cut a fruit and feed someone. Feed Krishna first. That's the example given. If the pride of being a devotee is actually, you can say, it's the same word is used, the pride of a devotee, the pride of a non-devotee, but it's actually a very different experience. And the pride of a non-devotee in his dhanjan, sundari, wealth, prestige, fame, followers, having beautiful girlfriends, in his high birth, Janmaishwarya Shuddha Shri, his high birth, again his wealth and various opulences, such as he may be very learned and may be very proud on that account. He may have very beautiful bodily features and be proud on that account. It's a different experience altogether. The pride of a non-devotee, which Krishna crushes by making the king now into a slave in the next birth, or a pig or a dog in the next birth. The pig or the dog can also be proud. Materialistic pride, that is very much linked with the frustration in the heart, kama, krodha, lobha, moha, mada, matsarya. So this dharpa, it's connected with all the materialistic propensities. Whereas the pride of a devotee is he's proud in the sense that he's confident of Krishna's protection. He may appear to be proud, almost in a materialistic sense, to outsiders, but his inner feeling is one of total humility. But he feels proud in the sense that confident, Rakshisha Titi Vishvaso, Krishna is protecting me. Sri Radha Krishna Shastri gives the example of Hanuman, who might appear to be very proud in some sense. He came before Ravana, and Ravana and his followers, they had a good laugh. This monkey, he came, what is this monkey? Ha 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 ha, laughing at him. And Ram was always in the mind of Hanuman, so he always felt fully protected. And even though everyone there was against him, he might feel, well, maybe they're right. If everyone says you're wrong, you might feel I'm wrong. But he was always seeing, remembering, and desiring how to serve Rama. And just to show, ha, you think you're so great. You think I'm just a monkey. Even a monkey follower of Lord Ram is competent to destroy your whole city. So he set the whole city ablaze just to show, I am so great. I'm so great because I'm empowered by Rama. And just burn, and then at least some portion of the city was burned, and then now you will see, Ram is coming. So completely in consciousness of Ram, completely subservient to Ram, he showed the pride of a Vaishnava. Not everyone, don't try and imitate Hanuman and God and burn the materialistic cities down. We remember Ramachandra, always with Rama, always with Hanuman, full of pride in being the devotee, but the devotee of Ram. But when he's directly in the association of Ram, head bowed down, humbly, here is a simple servant. But when he has to go out and serve Ram, especially in attacking the Rakshasas, then he's full of the pride. I am a servant of Ram. Now you will see what it means to be a servant of Ram. All you people who are proud of your, think that you're so great independently of Ram, think that you can do whatever you like. So Bhagavan, he creates this sense of pride in his devotees, but it's not a pride that degrades Krishna. Darpaha, he takes away the pride that might degrade a devotee, even the pride of thinking, oh, I'm so very dear to Krishna, that can degrade a devotee, as we discussed in the previous name. But he gives the pride by which they can perform tremendous service, especially in opposing all the ungodly elements. And we see that Srila Prabhupada would walk with his head raised high. And you might think, well, that's looks quite proud, and he would speak very commandingly. But he did so to establish the greatness of Krishna. It's a positive pride of a higher order. It's almost like we use the same word, but it's almost like a different experience altogether. Now, Satyadeva Vashishta, he gives another meaning to the word darpa. He doesn't give another meaning. The words intrinsically have their meaning, but he finds another meaning, or he presents another meaning. Darpa refers to attractiveness, beauty. So, anything beautiful, yad yad vibhuti mat sadvam srimad urjate eva va tat tat eva avagachatvam tam mama tejangsa sambhavam. Krishna says, everything beautiful, everything attractive, everything amazing, everything wonderful in this world that you see is such because I have invested in it just a little spark of my splendor. So anything beautiful in this world. There are many things beautiful in this world. This material world is a miserable place, but there are many beautiful things, and we don't deny that, but we just see that behind that is Krishna. So Krishna, what is beautiful in this world? The beauty of nature, the beauty of the songs of the birds, the beauty of a forest scene. There are so many beautiful things. The beauty of the lotus, the beauty of the full moon. Krishna invests that beauty, and Krishna invests the beauty in his devotees. The beauty of their personality, attractiveness, that which attracts us. Krishna attracts us. The name Krishna means all attractive. Krishna attracts us by his qualities. So if we're attracted to anything, that means that that thing or person or idea has invested it within it the quality of Krishna. And Krishna is everywhere and everything, and even people in the mode of ignorance, they're attracted to horrible things. People are attracted to horrible things, horror movies. And that attractiveness is also coming from Krishna. Everything comes from Krishna. Mm. But especially the things, people in the mode of goodness, they're more attracted to pristine natural scenes, the bubbling of the stream in the forest, seeing Krishna in everything and everything in Krishna. Now, one possible meaning of this name, Dharpada, is by Sanskrit rules of composition, many words, especially if they appear in the middle of a sentence, it can be understood in a negative way, also taking the a from the previous word. So this can be taken as adarpada. He is the giver of non-pride, just the opposite, humility. Humility is the inherent characteristic of a devotee. Churnadapi sunichena. Devotee feels himself to be lower than grass. It seems impossible. Jagai madhai hoite mui she papishta. Purishe kito hoite mui she logishta. Je mora nam shune tar punna koi. Je mora nam loi tar papa hoi. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, the most exalted devotee of Lord Chaitanya. When I say the most exalted, that means he's in that category. It's very hard to say who's the most exalted. Clearly from his superb Chaitanya Charitamrita and other writings, he's situated in the full ocean of ecstasy, of pure love of Krishna, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, referring to himself, that I am more sinful than Jagai and Madhai, lower, more insignificant than a worm in stool. We often hear Srila Prabhupada referring to worms in stool as being the epitome of the most fallen and wretched condition in the material world. But Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, I'm in a worse position than them. I'm worse. Anyone who hears my name, he says, they lose any piety they might have, and by saying my name, they become impious. And Srila Prabhupada explained that he actually felt that. How can we get such humility? How can we get it? It seems impossible. We're in this material world. The whole material world is functioning on the misunderstanding, Ishvaroham aham bhogi, I'm supposed to be served by everyone around here. I'm the God around here. What are all these? Why doesn't everyone understand? I'm God. I'll make them understand. I'm the one who in the center, and I'm the enjoyer of everything. The whole material world is working on this misconception, and then as a Vaishnava, we're supposed to understand he is great. Actually, in all religions, real religion means accepting God. In Islam, Allahu Akbar, God is great, Allah is great. In Christian religion, acceptance, God is great. It's a basic principle of religion, to accept he is great, I am very small, he is independent, I am dependent. But actually fully internalizing that as a realization that we can pray to Krishna. You are Dharpaha, so you please remove the pride in my heart by which I am separated from you, and you are Adharpada. You are the giver of humility. Then we may become eligible to become the object of him as Dharpada, he who gives pride. Then we may become eligible. When we have the utter humility of considering ourselves lower than a blade of grass, then we may go out into the world and present to everyone, Krishna is supreme. Surrender to him, you rascals, as Srila Prabhupada. And so many preachers, the confidence to go out and give Krishna. This is Krishna. You need to hear about Krishna. Everything else is useless. Everything else is completely useless. Baladeva Vidya Bhushana. These series of names in this series, Baladev is giving the Baladeva Vidya Bhushana, is giving the series of names in relation to Krishna's interacting with the Pandavas. So Krishna, as Dharpada, gave pride to Yudhishthira, who had accomplished the Rajasuya sacrifice. He gave, Yudhishthira has no pride, he is a great devotee, but he established him in his position, gave him the prestige. Krishna wanted to give him that prestige, that yes, you're a great devotee, you should be the king of the world. He has no pride. My people might think he has pride. He doesn't. Now, going to the Madhvacharya Sampradaya commentary, they say that Vishnu gives wealth, he gives pride to those he wishes to destroy. He gives pride, haughtiness. Dambo darpa abhimana, dambo darpa abhimana cha krodha parushyam eva cha agyana cha bidajatasya partha sampadam asurim. The bad qualities of the demoniac people are arrogance, pride, darpaha, conceit, anger, nasty anger. Speaking nastily of others. So all these bad qualities, especially this horror, I say, I can do anything I like. Ravana, I can do what I like. I can kidnap Sita. I can take any woman I want in the world. Sita wasn't the first he kidnapped by any means. He had a whole harem of abducted women. You think, who can do anything to me? No one can do anything. He was so proud that when he took a boon, he didn't even ask for protection from humans or animals. Humans? No human can kill me. It's just like people may go and do study self-defense, jiu-jitsu, karate, how to protect themselves from attackers, humans, maybe from lions in the jungle, they don't learn how to protect themselves from ants. So Ravana, he didn't take a boon to be freed from the fear of humans. He was puffed up like anything, as an archetypal demon. So, Dharpada, a verse is given here by the Madhva Sampradaya commentary that I have in somewhat English translation. Yasya nigraham ichhami tasya vittam dadamyaham. those who I want to destroy or control or smash, I give them wealth. Yasya anugraham ichhami tasya vitam haramyaham. And those, Krishna speaking, those who I favor, those who I wish to favor, I destroy their wealth. So here we have in one verse a simple summary of Darpaha and Darpada. Now, what does this mean? Does it mean that only poor people get the favor of the Lord? Does it mean that to be poor is a sign of the favor of the Lord? Not necessarily. In the Bhagavatam, we have the description of many great kings, very wealthy men. Janak Maharaj, in the history that's more in the Ramayana, Janak Maharaj, Priyavrata, Dhruv Maharaj got so much wealth, Prithu Maharaj, just mentioned Yudhishthira, so many others. The kind of wealth they had, we can hardly even imagine. If we hear about the wealth that Rama gave away on his departure to the forest, it's just practically unimaginable to us. So what does it mean that he gives wealth to those he wants to destroy? Well, that's the cycle of the material world, that people get wealthy, they get proud, they commit sinful activities, they fall down. So getting wealth, if we're not in Krishna consciousness, getting wealth is, it's almost like signing one's own death sentence, because enjoyment is followed by suffering. That is the law of the material world. But great kings like Janak Maharaj, perfect karma yogis like Janak Maharaj, they know that this wealth, I am not the enjoyer. I'm simply its custodian. It doesn't belong to me. I'm given charge of it to serve the Supreme Lord. I've been given the role within the Varnashram Dharma system set up by the Supreme Lord. I've been given the role of the protector of the citizens. So I have this wealth and I should do so. And protect them spiritually also by setting an example of how to live in this world unattached while serving Krishna. So Krishna in that sense is Darpada also. He gives wealth to his devotees to increase their prestige. That let it be seen how the great devotees live in this world with great wealth but unattached. Now that doesn't mean that someone who thinks, okay, let me get wealth. I'm a devotee, so let me get wealthy and then I'll show how to live wealthily in this world and not be attached. That means we have some desire to be wealthy. And we think, yes, I'll get wealthy so I can use it in the service of Krishna. Just like, I'll become a famous rock singer. How many times have I heard this? I'll become a famous rock singer and then I will advertise Krishna. First thing I'll become famous, then I can really serve Krishna. No, it doesn't. Wrong understanding. Serve Krishna whatever we're situation. We're in, and if Krishna wants to give fame, if he doesn't want, he won't give fame. Getting fame, not getting fame, doesn't matter. How we serve Krishna, that is what matters. Otherwise, if we have that desire to become famous or wealthy or have any material desire, and we think, yes, I'll get it for Krishna, but it doesn't work. And Krishna may give it, but it may, at the same time, we become away from Krishna. And then Krishna may very kindly take it away again. Krishna may give. We have some desire, Krishna goes, okay, fulfill it, but then he smashes. So we're setting ourselves up to be smashed. I want this, Krishna, give it, and then I'll serve you. But then we get it and we don't, because the desire is actually, we're self-cheating, we're actually desiring our own sense enjoyment, either subtle or gross, and then Krishna may smash that. And then we again come to our right senses. Oh yes, we're really supposed to be nadhanam nadjanam nasundarim. All right, okay. Now I understood. So better not go through that cycle. Learn by being intelligent. I'm only meant to serve Krishna. What he gives, I have to accept. If he gives me name, fame, prosperity, all these things, all right. If he doesn't, all right. Just like Rama, he was said by Dasharatha Maharaj told him, tomorrow you'll be crowned as the king. All right. Next morning, he's told by Kaikeyi, Dasharatha can't tell him, no, you're not going to be the king. You have to go to the forest for 14 years. All right. He is Krishna. But showing the example of a perfect person, he's undetached. Dukeshva nudvignamana sukesha vigata spriha vita ragabaya krodha stita diyamuni ruchite. Person of steady mind, sober. In distress, what would cause distress to anyone else? He's undisturbed. And what would cause happiness to anyone else? Now you're going to be the great king, Chakravarti, ruling. Equipoised. Samadvam yoga uchyate. Equipoised. A great example is Lord Rama. He'll give wealth, give it away. Yes, all right, I'll go to the forest. Happy. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Srila Prabhupada taught us. He doesn't say chant Hare Krishna and get lots of money. Chant Hare Krishna and become famous. Chant Hare Krishna, hear about Krishna. Stane istitam, shutikatam tanuvang manobhya. Dedicate our lives to hearing about Krishna, serving Krishna. Hare Krishna! Vancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha.